This is a follow-up consultation on Cheryl, S-H-E-R-R-I-L-L, Frank, Maynard, M-A-Y-N-A-R-D. Date of birth, August 2, 1939. Patient is seen for Dr. Sears. Patient initially was seen on June 30th of 2022 with lesions. Diagnosed to be of mycosis fungoides. Patient was seen at UT Southwest. The patient came to me for evaluation and possible treatment. After discussing the case with Dr. Goff, G-O-F-F, of UT Southwest, patient was started on Adcetris, A-D-C-T-R-I-S-S. After 4 or 5 treatment, he had significant improvement. Treatment was stopped. Subsequently, patient did have lesions coming back. At that time, he was restarted on Adcetris, but after 3 or 4 treatment, he started having issues with peripheral neuropathy, mainly feet getting significantly cold most of the time. So then Adcetris was stopped and patient was started on Istodex, I-S-T-O-D-A-X, which he took for a month or so, but he said he could not tolerate it and he stopped it. So after a brief interval, he was restarted on Adcetris. Patient now is, I think, on 12th or 13th infusion of Adcetris. His lesions have come back. He was given a break from February till now. However, lesions are more aggressive looking. So after discussing with Dr. Goff, he's restarted on Adcetris. Today, he is 84, 5 feet 6 inch tall, vein 163, blood pressure 138/85, eyes ENT unremarkable, neck there is lesion which has significant induration, several lesions, maculopapular, raised all over the body, mainly in the groin area, some on the back and shoulder. New paragraph, impression, diagnostic impression, mycosis fungoides, diagnosis to history of prostate cancer, new paragraph recommendations, will go ahead and restart, etc. After pre-medication with Benadryl, he was given 130 milligram of etc. in 500 of sodium chloride over 1 hour. Patient tolerated it well, over 2 hours, patient tolerated it well. We will see him in 3 weeks. This is a progress report on Cheryl Maynard. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears, and one copy to Dr. Goff at UT Southwest. Thank you.